KSL News time is 6:39. Triple Team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is going to need to take it a lot slower than they are coming over Point of the Mountain and heading into the Salt Lake Valley, coming down that hill. Very slippery. The 146 South overpass in particular is. We actually had a truck crash on the southbound side after they crossed that icy overpass, but I'm already seeing slowing going up from Draper into Sandy as a result of slippery conditions. Some troubles on southbound 215 East just before 6200 South because of slippery conditions. And the transition ramps between 215 and I-80 and 201. Very slippery, Eric.
Andy, just a plethora of crashes in Utah County, a lot of them on the on-ramps. Here's the latest, one northbound I-15. This is an on-ramp at 800 North in Orem. We have a southbound accident. This is at the 500 East exit in American Fork. You also have on-ramp accidents down in Orem University Parkway and one at Center Street. One on the main flow at 800 North has been cleared off. And right now, the main slowing is taking place between Pioneer Crossing and 2100. North. Len?
Well, drivers in Davis County seem to be adjusting well to slick conditions, and maybe not quite as slick there, amazingly. If you head through Sunset and Clearfield, you're looking pretty good on through Layton, Kaysville, Farmington. Take you about 15 minutes from Farmington to the downtown Salt Lake City area. You've got a little bit of slowing in North Salt Lake as Rutter Road approaches I-215. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.